The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. Good to be here with you. In our theme this week, which is Cultivating Peace, we are exploring five different flavors of peace. Yesterday was the flavor of joy, joyful peace. And we began by inviting peaceful joy during the meditation with the body as a vessel of stability and receptivity. And we evoked the subtle flavor of joy and well-being that arises naturally when we are fully present, when our mindfulness factor of awaking is very, very strong. Breathing in the goodness of quiet, clear, receptive awareness, and breathing out, radiating peaceful joy. So today we'll do a similar practice, exploring another flavor of peace, tranquility. And we'll begin, as we did yesterday, with the invitation to leave all of our concerns, preoccupations, agendas, and responsibilities somewhere well outside our meditation room. This is a conscious choice. So please take a moment to mentally place all of your preoccupations outside the door. You can pick them up later, but just for this meditation, make a commitment to leave them there just for these 30 minutes. So assume a meditation posture that for you has a nice balance between being gently energetic and alert, and also relaxed. Gently close the eyes and feel the connection of your body to what is supporting you, your cushion, your chair, your bed. And imagine, as we did yesterday, that this is your Bodhimanda, the seat that invites awakening. This is not an exaggeration. In the early Buddhist teachings, the Buddha taught a gradual path to awakening, where even baby steps of awakening are more than welcome. So now, with the generous support of the earth, let your roots go down deep, getting settled, grounded, and sitting up a little bit straighter, letting your energy flow up from the sit bones, gently up the spine, aligning. And let your energy continue moving up through the head and out towards the sky through the little space in the skull at the crown of the head. And now we're connecting the vast space above energetically, as though the body were suspended by an invisible thread. For a moment, picture yourself from outer space, a little tiny dot meditating on this beautiful blue planet. Taking one long, slow, deep breath, bring awareness to the experience and the sensations of the body breathing. And now coming back to the normal breathing, we'll relax downwards, starting with the face, relaxing the forehead, the eyes, and behind the eyes, relaxing the cheeks, the tongue, the lips, the jaw. Softening the shoulders, the arms and hands. And the heart center in the torso. And letting go of the belly. Relaxing the belly downwards. Relaxing the body, we're planting the seeds of bodily tranquility. Breathing, experiencing the whole body. Breathing in spacious receptivity to the process of breathing. Breathing out, letting go into the ebb and flow of breathing. We make a choice, a commitment to stay here with the cycle of the breath. In this body, however it is. Letting go into things just as they are. Planting the seeds of mental tranquility. We are familiar with the dukkha of a reactive mind, and we know that there is a better alternative, a peaceful mind. Not easy. Our worldly mind is always looking for entertainment, preferably reinforcing our favorite subject, me, myself, and mine. So when we see that the mind has taken us for a ride, we're at a fork in the road, and we choose to come back to the breathing. It is very important, as Bhikkhu Vinalio says, when we come back, to come back smilingly. Smilingly, settling in again into breathing in simple, receptive awareness of what is. Breathing out the well-being of peaceful tranquility. Breathing in, quiet, receptive awareness. Breathing out, the well-being of peaceful tranquility. Our reactive mind is human, and it has plenty of agendas, all of which just tie us more tightly to the samsaric wheel, the endless rolling on of dukkha. And if we see that thought train once again, we come back again. Smilingly. And rather than tying ourselves to the painful wheel of samsara, maybe we could choose letting go It takes time, it takes practice. It's not easy letting go. But letting go and stepping onto the dharmic path is our birthright. We have everything we need. You're inside. And for the rest of this meditation, breathing in the clarity of quiet, receptive awareness. And breathing out, radiating peaceful tranquility. From our stable, calm center that we have chosen, that we have dived into, we can share our tranquility, radiating it out over the entire world on each exhale. And as we come to the end of this sitting, having practiced quiet, receptive awareness on the inhale and radiating peaceful tranquility on the exhale, may we share our calm, peaceful center and radiate the heartfelt wish that all beings, first of all, be safe. And being safe, our wish is that all beings, including us, be peaceful. Resting in safety and peace, our heartfelt wish is that all beings be happy, and all beings everywhere be free.